This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, hour number two is off and running. Welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. We've got an enormous second hour ahead. If you missed hour number one, by the way, with Governor Huckabee, Charmaine Yost, or Rebecca Kaufler, especially Rebecca, go back and get the podcast because what she had to say was really important. But let's go to the big board just for a second, Mr. Nick, because the lineup for this hour is no slouch as well. We have coming up Kelsey Bowler, who has been out. She has not been with my my weekday show or the weekend show for a number of months because she had her second baby. And she's a senior analyst for the Independent Women's Forum. She's just come back and excited to talk with her and hopeful that we'll be able to have a really great conversation. I know that as an outsider, as a mom, trying to kind of work through the day-to-day and pay the bills and do all that kind of stuff, that she has a different perspective than perhaps some of us that are in the news business every day, you know, 24/7. And I think that it's valuable because I think it reflects a lot more of maybe where the rest of the country is at. So anyway, I'll ask her about all that when she's coming up. And then Bethany Mandel is back with us tonight. Now, Bethany's been on a lot in the last few weeks, and the reason is because she keeps having incredibly important things to talk about. But tonight we're going to talk about what Jen Psaki, the condescending kindergartner teacher of the White House press corps, what she has termed the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. It has nothing to do with saying the word gay or anything else that people may try to draw from the use of that word. It actually has something to do that I think is kind of important. Like, should little children, like, you know, kindergarten, first grade, should they be forced to be exposed to sex and sexual teaching and things about sex and sexual habits and sexual partners and all these kinds of things? You think first graders, kindergartners, you think they're ready for that? Anyway, Bethany Mandel's going to weigh in on that. And then real quickly back to the big board, real 1 second. Oh, yeah, Jane Ann Benira's back with us for the last part of the Ladies Lounge tonight. Jane Ann has been doing this incredible series on fitness for us. She is going to talk to us tonight about the importance of a reset. And I got to tell you, whether it is golf, whether it is a daily routine where, you know, just at the end of the day, I'm going to go lay down and get a few hours of sleep. We use resets all the time, but what's the value of them? What's the power of them? Why do they matter? She's gonna help us think that through before we're done. And then back in the music spotlight for the second time tonight, she is America's number one country artist right now. A Man Ought to Know is what she just ended the last hour with. But Lainey Wilson. And, you know, it's funny because, I was doing some research with, you know, her past hits and stuff this week. And I had the lovely bride take a listen to some of the stuff. And I said, who does she sound like? Does she sound like somebody you think she sounds? And I said, I think she sounds like Dolly. And the bride agreed that, this, you know, I'm not saying she's going to be anywhere near as good as Dolly. Dolly is an American icon, and I don't know that anybody will ever be Dolly Parton again. But there's certainly a very sweet sincereness to Lainey Wilson that I think is comparable to a modern-day Dolly Parton. So anyway, she's going to join us before the end of the hour as well, and we're all excited about that. Now, I want to tell you about next week. Friends, the news tonight coming out of Ukraine is bad. It's just about as bad as it gets. The Russian military has encircled Kyiv. They've encircled Kharkiv up in the north. They have been pounding the literal hell out of Mariupol in the southeastern portion of Ukraine. And then there are several cities that they just started bombing the last couple of days for just no other reason than they could just hit a lot of civilian targets. You heard about the maternity ward hospital last week. There was a maternity. In fact, this picture is from there. They're taking a woman out of the rubble from the maternity ward hospital that was. There were women giving birth at the moment that the bomb hit the building. Several dead, several dozen more injured. Just a real bad moment for everybody involved in this. But that is just one of the things that is happening. There is a there are a number of cities now that are just under fire, and they're not military targets. They don't have military bases. They don't have military people there. But Russia's just hitting them because Putin just now wants to kill as many Ukrainians as he can, just to kind of break Zelensky's will. And the issue there is it going to work? Can the Ukrainians be resourceful enough to get out of the way of the shelling when it comes, et cetera, to be able to survive long enough to make it through? And of course, who knows? The West is certainly not doing everything that we could to help, but I don't. You know, it's going to be interesting to see where this goes from here. Now, breaking news, as I'm reporting this to you just this minute, Iran in the last 15 minutes, Iran, again, breaking news, Iran has fired missiles. According to senior U.S. officials, Iran fired missiles towards the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq, from Iran. Of the multiple missiles that were fired, none made contact with the consulate. Officials said all U.S. personnel are accounted for. No casualties have been reported after the airstrike near the unmanned consulate in Erbil, the capital of the autonomous Kurdish region in northern Iraq. Now, this is interesting for a couple of reasons. One, Iran and the U.S. are currently at a negotiation table, supposedly trying to iron out a new Iran nuclear deal. Now, the last one was a joke. That was negotiated by Biden's old boss, Obama. But it's all the same people. It's all the same thinking. It's all the same desires. And Biden's people have had a harder time getting them to agree to the basic things that were in the original deal, which didn't really make them do anything at all. But in the last week, this new crinkle has come into the negotiation situation, and I think it's impacting it. You have now Iran saying, well, I don't think we can handle our own negotiations, so we're going to allow Russia to come in and take the lead on our negotiation for the new Iran nuclear deal with the United States. So picture this. You have the United States negotiating with Russia in, you know, over Tehran's ability to have nuclear power. They claim it's not for weapons, but nobody believes that. But they're having that negotiation while Russia is wholeheartedly invading a completely innocent country for no reason. And we're condemning that. We're condemning that formally. We're condemning it. We're putting sanctions and other things on it and doing that while playing footsies with them over here on the Iran negotiation table. And now tonight, Iran fires missiles at our consulate in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. Friends, we live in very troubled times. And no one knows that better than the Ukrainian people. And tonight, there are upwards of close to 3 million people that have left Ukraine that are desperately seeking help and support anywhere they can find it. Safety, basically, is what they're looking for. In Poland, Romania, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, every country along that western wall of the Ukrainian border, they are seeking help tonight. And that brings me to what we're going to do next week. Next week, and we're putting the finishing touches on this, but we are going to have a Stand with Ukraine special for the duration of Radio Night Live next week. I have asked my radio and television networks to present this to you commercial free so that we could maximize every minute of the broadcast for the full 2 hours that we are on the air to raise money to support the Ukrainian refugees. Here's what we will be raising money for specifically, because I know that's always a sticking point. We will be seeking to raise money to do two things: transport Ukrainians to safety and to feed them. For $140, you can transport a family to safety and you can feed them for up to 2 weeks. And if you call tonight, you can even begin giving your gifts now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But next week, for the full 2 hours, we're going to do nothing but stand with Ukraine. But tonight, if you want to help a Ukrainian family get to safety and you'd like to feed them, help feed them, because the food and transportation are the two things they need right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. All right, it's second hour. It's the Ladies Lounge straight ahead. Kelsey Bowler is back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, I am very excited to welcome back my next guest because she has been off doing mommy duty for a number of months, and she's just getting back into the swing of all things related to work and trying to fight for the future of what her children are going to end up inheriting someday. And as the aforementioned introduction from Lonnie mentioned, she's with the Independent Women's Forum, but she also edits the Bright Email one day a week, and we are always excited to have her. Kelsey Bowler, welcome back. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Kevin. It is great to be back.
What is it like having two instead of one?
Beautiful chaos. That's how I describe it. I love having a little baby. I'm all about the newborn phase, and I'm very lucky. I have a very sweet baby boy who doesn't give me too much trouble, but, you know, having a toddler at the same time, that's a whole learning curve for me. I've never done these toddler years before, so I'm learning just as much as she's learning every day.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting, and I have been very pleased to see how your little one's life has proceeded so far, and I know you're a great mom. It's one of the reasons, as I mentioned in your introduction, that you do what you do, is it not?
Absolutely. Having children makes everything more real. To be perfectly honest, you know, you feel those maternal instincts to just stay home with your children, but every day watching the news, I'm reminded what we're fighting for, and especially watching what's going on in Ukraine, you hug your babies a little tighter, and you realize that we do, it is important work that we're doing and speaking out and having courage, and you know, that's why I'm back here with you.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting because in a conversation with KT McFarland yesterday, the day before, I forget, she said at the end of our time together, she was like, Kevin, this is why shows like yours have to be on the air, because we're just not getting the right information out there otherwise. And to that point, I wanted to ask you, because editing the Bright Email, you're in the top story of the day usually on some aspect of it. But there has been this kind of debate that that seems to say in some circles, you can't really take Zelensky's word for things because he's engaging in propaganda to the same degree that the Russians are. And now, personally, I have rejected this framework of thinking entirely almost every time it's been presented, including by close friends in discussions with me. But I'm just curious, as a mom watching the coverage and seeing what is being reported and what isn't, do you sense that the Ukraine is making use of subterfuge and propaganda, or do you think that their pleas for help and such are totally legit?
I think they're totally legit, and I sympathize with those who are criticizing Zelensky, who has been the bravest leader that I have probably seen in my entire lifetime, and really setting an example of how you fight for freedom and democracy in your country, and how you put your country first. That's what he's doing. We've seen these pictures of his children, his wife, who he is not able to see, and yet he is still on video, very prominently fighting for his country. So he's not asking any Ukrainians to do anything he's not willing to do himself, and he deserves all the credit in the world for that.
No, I think that that's right. In fact, there's been a lot of comparisons to the early stages of World War II and what happened there. And I think that the characters are kind of interchangeable. I think Putin is Hitler. I think Biden is to some degree Neville Chamberlain. And I think that to some degree Zelensky is Churchill. What do you think of those?
I think that it would be a fair depiction of what's going on right now. I do wish, you know, look, politics is politics. We have our sides. We criticize the president on this show often, but this is a time where I really am rooting for our president and for our country to be a leader. Of course, I'm not advocating for the United States to get involved in boots on the ground or anything like that. But we need American leadership on the world stage. And unfortunately, President Biden does not have a good track record in taking the right stands when it comes to foreign policy. And he's leading from behind. Even this most recent decision to finally ban Russian oil imports to the United States, he basically did it because he had his hands tied. He was forced to by Congress. I saw it was a PBS reporter who shared that Congress was going to pass this Russian oil ban with or without the White House. And so he had no choice to do it. And it's so frustrating in such an important time in our nation and our world's history to watch our president lead from behind, where he should be out front. He should have been out there at State of the Union address, where he had the country and perhaps even the world's attention, making the case for punishing Russia with the types of sanctions we've seen him dragging his feet to do. These should have been done a long time ago, and he could have made the case to the American people about, you know, this is clearly hurting Americans in the pocketbook every time we go to the gas station. But look, we're going to put our policies on pause that have been slowing down fossil fuel production in the United States, and we're going to ramp that up and do everything possible to ensure Americans don't feel the pain. Unfortunately, he's gaslighting the American public in claiming that he is working for energy independence in the United States, but his actual policies are really hurting that ability. If you talk to any of these oil and gas companies, which have been demonized in the media, and I want to note, they actually started rejecting Russian oil imports before Congress and before President Biden did so. Yeah. So, you know, evil oil and gas companies perhaps aren't so evil, and after all, perhaps they really do have a heart.
Well, it really does strike contrast when you remember that under President Trump, we had $2 gas, and he said, if you let the other side get in with their green agenda, you're going to have $5, $7, $9 gas. We're right there. I mean, we're right in the middle of it. Let me shift gears real quick, because you commented on this week in your Bright email. We've played footsie with Poland in these MiG-29s, and it's really come from the administration. It's really come from the woke side of the Pentagon that has said, oh, we can't facilitate the giving of those MiGs to the Ukraine, because then Russia will interpret it as an act of war and we'll be sucked into this. You buy that rationale?
No, I was honestly deeply saddened for the Ukrainian people when I saw this decision from the Pentagon. I understand perhaps we don't want anyone from the United States flying these jets into Ukraine and handing them over, but this could have been done on neutral territory. They could have flown or gotten Ukrainian pilots out of the country to take them back themselves. There are ways that the administration could and should be going about empowering the Ukrainians to fight for themselves, giving them the resources that they need. And unfortunately, we don't see the Biden administration willing to do that.
Well, I just am curious, how is giving them jets anything different than giving them the ability to neutralize tanks with the panzers or whatever?
Right. Or even just money and aid. It's no different. I understand logistically.
Million rounds of ammo from the Winchester company for the AK-47s. I mean, like, it's demonstrable help, yeah, but it's not an act of war against Russia in the process. I was confounded by the fact that we couldn't find a way to get that done. And there's Zelensky every day begging for help. And he's willing to get creative. You know that Putin is not going to solve any problems kindly. He's gonna bomb maternity ward hospitals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and French President Emmanuel Macron was on the phone with their Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for more than an hour, pushing for an immediate ceasefire. But a French official says Putin did not show a willingness to end the war. Scholz and Macron echoed a statement from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said negotiations must begin with a suspension of hostilities. Zelensky, during a briefing, said negotiating teams had now started discussing concrete topics as opposed to trading ultimatums. He said about 1,300 Ukrainian troops had been killed since Russia invaded his country. He also said the conflict meant some small Ukrainian towns no longer exist. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the Lone Star State. The Dow finished its fifth straight week with losses, losing more than 200 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
As we roll on through, glad to have you with us, and very glad to welcome back my next guest. She is the executive editor or senior editor or editor-in-chief or whatever it is of the Heroes of Liberty book series. If you haven't gotten it, you need to. Heroesofliberty.com. Use promo code KMC. Get a discount and get your kids reading good biographies about important historical figures in America. Bethany, you just published just today a piece in the Daily Mail, and I have not yet covered this story on this show, but it is all about this Florida, what Jen Psaki is calling the bill of don't say gay. In fact, the White House is making a reference to this now in their daily press briefings, and I'm trying to figure out how a Florida bill impacts, you know, our national picture of war and economy and inflation, all that stuff. Anyway, but there's obviously an agenda here. Tell my listeners what's happened.
So basically, there's a bill that Ron DeSantis supports, and it just was passed by the Florida Senate. And it says that parents get the right to choose what topics they discuss when it comes to human sexuality, and also that school districts can't obscure from parents things that are going on in
in their child's life that impact their physical, emotional, or social health. And so it's sort of in response to situations that have been happening around the country, but also in Florida, about how school districts are coaching kids to consider themselves transgender and then hiding that fact from parents. And so children will be going by a different name at school and changing their pronouns at school, and parents are kept completely in the dark. In my column, I talk about one woman who I've spoken to personally named January Littlejohn. And she's a Tallahassee mom. And I talk about this in my Daily Mail column. And her daughter started going by different pronouns and was going through a lot of emotional unrest, and this was hidden from her and her husband. And the family, as a result, had filed a lawsuit against the school district.
Good
and
them.
When they sort of faced the situation, they realized just how stacked the deck was against them and against their family, because the entire school apparatus was positioned against them. And so this is Florida's way of trying to even the playing field in favor of parents.
Well, and my bride and I have talked about this bill quite a bit, and because of the war, I just haven't had the place to make prominent coverage of it. But here's the thing. I don't want my school talking about homosexual behavior to my kindergartner. I don't want them talking about heterosexual behavior to my kindergartner. I don't want them talking about transgender issues to my kindergartner. I don't want my kids discussing any of that, particularly as young as it evidently was being proposed or was happening and is happening in certain school districts across the country. But the willingness to hide it from the parent, Bethany, that takes it to a whole new kind of deviancy. And you saw this in the Virginia governor's race about the school boards when they basically said parents don't have the right to know what a school is teaching their children. This is baked into the mentality of public education.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's not just that you don't have the right, but they're actively teaching children to hide things from their parents. If you look at the definition of grooming, which is, you know, trying to position yourself in order to sexually abuse a child.
Right.
A lot of these tactics that the left is using, teaching children to keep secrets from their parents, talking and making them feel comfortable with the discussion of sexuality that is outside of age appropriate limits and parameters.
Right.
All of this is grooming. And it's not to say that, you know, everyone in favor of doing all these things are grooming and that they are sexual abusers and that they are pedophiles, but they're making life a lot easier for actual pedophiles.
They are, because they're teaching the kids the behavior it takes to be abused. And
yeah.
they're actually skidding the rails, if you so to speak, for that
yep.
abuse to come their way. So are lawsuits the answer to this? I mean, obviously, Florida legislature took it so seriously, they're passing a law. But what about other states and people that have kids in similar situations?
I mean, I think lawsuits are absolutely an avenue. I think that the only way that this stops, I mean, if you think about what put a stop to the sexual abuse crisis in the Catholic Church, it was litigation.
Right.
And I think that that's what it's going to take. And sort of circling back a little bit to our conversation a second ago about, you know, grooming and everything, one of the other things that they're doing that puts children more at risk is teaching them that their innate feelings of discomfort are bigotry. And so I'm thinking about, you know, University of Pennsylvania swim team girls are being told that they should just shut up about the fact that Leah Thomas, who is a biological male, is walking around their dressing room with his penis exposed.
Right.
And we need to, I mean, those girls and those parents, they maybe should think about filing suit and making criminal complaints, because that is illegal, and it's illegal for a reason.
Written by Bethany Mandel. It's all about Florida's parental rights and the Don't Say Gay bill. Go look it up, and we'll link it to the podcast as well. Bethany, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey. Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us as we, every week, we take a little time away from the headlines, take a little time away from the war and the inflation and the economy and the gas prices and the everything else that those things make expensive because I feel like we have to do a little bit of taking my own advice or taking my next guest's advice, even in what we do here on the show. We need to periodically reset our minds and sometimes even just think about things other than what we've been thinking about. And Jean Ann Benaira, a host of Keeping It Real, a podcast you can get right here in the Kevin McCullough universe on SoundCloud, Audible, Spotify, et cetera, is back with us. And Jean Ann, I've noticed, you were telling me off air about the importance of resets, but I've noticed we program them into our lives all over the place. It's one of the reasons we go to sleep at night, right? So we reset for the next day. But there's all kinds of things that we do that require resets. And you were doing some thinking recently about how important they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking, well, you know, I've been thinking actually a lot about this word reset. So much that I actually looked up synonyms for the same word. Because I do that at times, and so in, like when a word comes into my head like that, I like to think of what other words mean the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it all the time. And this one, I looked up, and I was like, I don't know if I've ever looked up a word that had more similar meanings than reset.
Huh.
It had regroup, re-enable, restart, renew, recalibrate, retry, revitalize, over and over again, reinitiate. And all those words sound great, too, don't they? They all sound great. And the word popped into my head because I recently went, you know, in the heat and the storm of my what is my life right now, I made it a point to get out of town for a couple days, a quick 48 hours, to see some sun and lay by the pool and do nothing.
Hmm.
That was my goal, do nothing. And you know me well enough, and your listeners probably hear enough by now that that's typically not what I want to do. I don't like to do nothing.
Well, you're a busy, busy person doing about 800 different things, usually simultaneously. Yeah. So
exactly. My mind is spinning all the time. I'm running around. It's actually, honestly, to me, it's what makes me feel good. That's just how I'm wired. So to rewire myself and actually want to sit and do nothing, including exercise, which I always, like, to me, exercise is so enjoyable. Like, I've been with friends, and they've been like, I've been like, you guys want to go for a run? And the looks on their face, they're like, excuse me? Like, excuse me, isn't it Saturday? Like, so I really, really needed it. I needed a reset. I was at a point where I was sludging through life. I was at that point where I just, when you wake up in the morning and you're ready for the day to end, over and over.
That's usually a bad sign. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a bad sign. And that's what I mean is that we got to notice those signs and do something about them. It doesn't mean you have to fly to Florida. You don't, you know, nothing like
right.
that. The other day, actually, it was a day you and I had scheduled a call, and I also had scheduled boxing, and I had scheduled, you know, another, oh, I was going to practice teach my Pilates. I had a whole morning lined up, and I don't think of myself as someone that needs to keep on track with a schedule. I don't really feel that's important to me until it got screwed up. I got a phone call from my kid, and I had to ditch everything. And it really knocked me off. Like, mentally, I was not happy. And I was having a great morning, a fantastic morning. And all of a sudden, I got knocked off. And I was having a hard time. I wanted to quit. I just wanted to quit the day. I was like, this is, everything got messed up. I didn't know how to pick myself. I had so much to do. I sat there in my front room like, well, I don't even know what to do now. I don't even know where to start. So you know what my reset was that day? I decided to take a shower, wash my hair, do my makeup, get dressed in the middle of the day, which isn't typical, and reset in that way. And, you know, 45 minutes later, whatever, I was able to regroup and pick my day back up together.
Yeah.
It's like a silly little... But not silly.
Well, I was about to say, it may sound silly to some people, but if that's what if that's all you needed to just, like, recalibrate your mind and kind of say, okay, yeah, what's going on, and I'm okay, and everything's still going to happen, and we're going to get through all of this. I mean, I think that we all use mechanisms to kind of just, like, you know, help us in those moments. And there are different things for different people. And some resets are different than others, Jane Ann. I mean, we've all seen that terrible word on the Apple TV or the computer laptop or even the phone that says, you know, reset, return to, manufacturer original settings. And, like, we don't necessarily want to do that all the time. Like, you know, I'd like to keep my saved settings in there somewhere. I just need to hit pause.
Yes. That is a great analogy. I love that, because as soon as you said that, my stomach dropped. I was like, that is, no, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. That sounds like a lot. Yeah, you want to keep, so what we've been talking about is, you know, all these weeks we've been talking about consistency and routines and habits and visualizations. All of the, that's your settings, right? That's your settings on
right.
TV. That's what you need to function properly. But there's also the importance of breaking all of those rules sometimes. Like, you know, all my rules got broken. It knocked me off course, and I had to pick myself up and figure out a way to get back to my original settings. You know? There's definitely such an importance of becoming boundless, because we can, those rules that we have, that schedule, that routine, those settings, all the words that we're just talking about, they can at times make you feel constricted.
Sure.
And you know, I just said that I like to be busy. Some people like to feel constricted as well. They're very, like, you know, they like to feel like, but all of us, we're all human. It gets too much at times. And including the routines, all these positive things are awesome, but sometimes you need to take a step back and, you know, get a little wild and free sometimes.
Jane Ann Beniara, always appreciate your time.
You too, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, if you missed any of this, go back and get it. It's Keeping It Real, and you can get it in the Kevin McCullough Universe of podcasts. Coming right back. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the Music Spotlight stage, Lainey Wilson.
I don't have a filter light and cigarette. Ask me my opinion, ask what you're gonna get. You know I don't say dang, and I mean dang. With you, I've only ever been who I am. I can't lie to you, 'cause I can't lie to me. So don't ask if you don't want total honesty. I've been driving, I've been crying, but I swear I ain't been.
Next week, a very special broadcast as we stand with the people of Ukraine united. Artists, leaders, thinkers will all join us as we try to raise support and encouragement for those beaten down in this wartime endeavor.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.